May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. These are a couple of verses that I've quoted 1,000 times in the last year and a bunch of times in the last few days. But the Lord keeps pulling me back to this chapter. And I just saw something, just a nuance to this verse that was really encouraging to me. That I trust will be an encouragement to you. So we'll start off by saying a few things as if you've never heard me say this before. But your CTKers, of course, you've heard this 1,000 times. There's only one person who can live the Christian life, and that's Jesus. Jesus didn't come into union with us in our new birth so that he could cheer us on to do the best we can for him. What makes us a new creation is that we're in union with Christ, and what makes us live new creation lives is that Jesus lives the Christian life through us. Christian life isn't hard, it's not difficult, it's impossible. And it's intended to be that way, to keep us constantly driven to the reality that we have to live by faith. We have to live trusting him. One of the great verses is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. For we have this treasure, the life of God in Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, us, so that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves. So the Lord intentionally made us frail and intentionally made us breakable and fragile so that we would never forget that we only can live a life that's godly if we're absolutely and utterly dependent on him. It's one of God's great gifts to us is our proneness towards weakness, because only in our weakness his strength is perfected. So again, we were created the perfect, we were the perfect vessel through which he could manifest his adequacy in his life. In teaching this for decades, one of the questions that people have is like, well, so if Jesus Christ lives in me, and I love what Father Craig said at the conference this last week, Jesus, the glory of God is his nature, his presence in nature. And Craig said, Jesus is the glory of God. And that's true. Jesus came to reveal the truth about God. And it says, because of that, that I've died the person I used to be, and my life is hidden with Christ and God. Now in Christ, who's my life, is being able to live through me, manifested through me, I'll be manifested with him in glory. I get to participate in the nature of God being manifested through my life in the person of Christ. Christ in me, the hope of glory. And the nature of God looks like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. That's true for every personality type. You understand that one of the part of the fruit of the Spirit's not grouchy. Doesn't say love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, and grouchiness, or irritation, or irritableness, or impatience, because those don't reflect the nature of God. That's not what he's like. And so how do I get that life that's in me to live through me? This is those verses from Romans 6, verse 10 and 11. And so if you hear the sequence and hear the connection, because this whole chapter is about the person that I once was crucified with Christ. And in his crucifixion, my sins were paid for, and the slave to sin was put to death and buried. And I was raised up a new creation in union with him. So his death was my death. His resurrection is my resurrection in the now, not just the one day. He says, for the death that he died, Jesus, he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Now, grammatically, this is the way it should be read. For the death that he died to sin once and for all, but the life that he is now living to God. Even so. consider yourselves to be dead to sin and living to God right now in Christ Jesus. So the bottom line is because of my union with Him, the moment you experience new birth, the life that Jesus is living to God, He began living that life to God in you and through you. From the moment you were saved. You may not have known it. You may not have cooperated with it very well. That's what happens. We shut it down by trying to do stuff for Him. And even though He's pushing forth, living His life to God in us, because I'm in union with Him. Even so, consider yourselves dead to sin, but living to God now in Christ Jesus, because you're in Christ. What ministered to me so much about that is that I don't have to do anything to make that happen. He just said, consider this to be true. In the King James, it's got a nice southern version. It says, reckon yourselves dead indeed to sin. Better English, you know. But the word to reckon or to consider is an accounting term. And the idea is that if you have $1,000 in a bank, by believing you have $1,000 in a bank, it doesn't make you have $1,000 in a bank. You have $1,000 in a bank. It doesn't make anything happen. But it does allow you to draw from that. You with me? Believing that you died to sin in Christ doesn't make you dead to sin in Christ, but you're able to draw from that reality, to manifest that reality, to rest in that reality because you're considering what's true to be true. Consider yourself dead to sin and living to God in Christ Jesus, the life that He's living to God. The life that Jesus is living to God, He's living to God in you right now. We can simply rest in that and reckon on that. Count on that, the counting term, every step of the way. You can't make it happen. You can simply grieve and oppress that from happening by stepping out and forgetting to remember and then trying to do it on your own. And so you simply silence the life. But the life has been working in you, living the life to God in you right now. That's really good news to me. I don't have to have a breakthrough to get something. Now, I may have to have a breakthrough to get something. You know? Revelation. But I don't have to have some amazing encounter so that the life of Christ is finally released in me to live for God. It's already happening. He's done it all. That's what the good news is about. What I can do now is just count on that and rest in it. That in every situation I face and in every temptation that comes at me, I can simply count on Jesus Christ living His life in me. Therefore, this is His temptation to face and rest in that. Because He's always, always more than adequate. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.